This is episode 914. Here we go.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
All right, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah, I gotta put on my good sweatpants.
Big O Show!
While you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cats, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a link it bad. For the strong link, go direct to DLFGS.org. And I see challenge to LinuxLink.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, go to Kevin, just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 914 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Howdy.
We have Joel.
Next to last show from the Candle with Tweets.
Are you at Chuck E. Cheese right now? I hear a lot
Chuck
of kids
E. Cheese
in the
got
background.
Wi-Fi?
And we also have Joe.
Live from the gym.
And we have Rich flying in.
From the Hughes Compound Southern Command. And unfortunately, I'm not going to beat Joe. I'm disappointed. I was hoping to have my house sold in New York before Joel's moved in, but that might not be the case.
Look at that. You won, Joe.
Definitely not.
You won.
July 23rd, 10 a.m., is when we become owners of a beautiful house in Grove City, Ohio. And we move our crap out of the hotel, and between sometime between now and then, I gotta get some air mattresses so we can sleep that night.
July 22nd, Rich is gonna have his plane up in the air, and he's gonna crash it into Joel's new house.
Oh, wouldn't that suck?
Why would he want to come to Ohio?
Because that's where the real buddies
are. To fly over Ohio.
Ooh, they got Joe. No, we're going to sleep the first night in the house. We'll have air mattresses and mostly, you know, the pets will be with us. And then Saturday morning, I go get the U-Haul so we can move all the stuff into the house. So, I'll roll right into the tech stuff on that. I was gonna go the route Rich recommends, buying your own cable modem. I bought the modem. I came back to the hotel to call up Spectrum to get everything set up for internet connection. Which, by the way, it'll actually be installed the day we close too, which is amazing. But I found out I couldn't use the one I bought because our entire neighborhood has fiber optic connections. I believe it's probably like to the curb, but not to the house, because I think they'll have a coax line going to the house. But because of that, Spectrum won't let you bring your equipment at all, and they provide the equipment, and it costs $0. So,
so there's no rental
shape
fee.
With that.
This is what you're saying.
No rental fee. No rental fee, and it'll be slightly more than the AT&T was at the apartment, which that was 50 megabit, but this is gigabit.
Is Joel really at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
No, there's a bunch of kids out here. Now, while I'm outside, there's a little gazebo there. There's a couple kids out here. There's on the skateboard and stuff.
Uh-huh. So, I ordered 5G home internet from Verizon because I hate Comcast.
Cool.
So, I should be getting it tomorrow.
See, that probably could have been an option as well, but I don't know. I just I don't know.
And it's going to be like $50 a month, but if you do direct billing, it's, you know, from the checking account, it'll be $40 a month.
Okay. Now I will say this, our phones are currently through Verizon. Spectrum has recently become an MVNO. So they'll have, you can get phone service through Spectrum on the same bill. And they actually reselling Verizon, I came and found out. I have to double check all the specifics on that. But when I found this out when I set up cable, the internet for the house. But they said that it would be $45 per line. And I'm not sure if it actually would be cheap. If that's just the service and not the phones, that's probably not going to be cheaper than Verizon. So it'd be nice to just get one bill for all that. But the other side, too, is when you pay for that, they also give you free access to Spectrum Wi-Fi as well. So, like, because they'll have Spectrum Wi-Fi in different places. But I think we'll stick our foot on Verizon. So, you'll have to let us know how that 5G works. I assume they, is there like a, does it connect to like their mesh? Like, do they mesh the, how does that connect to the house?
So, they're, you know, in all of their videos, they show you like sticking it on a window or something like that. And okay, basically, you configure it from an app on your phone. And it's, you know, an all-in-one device, which I hate. Because what I want to do is just unplug Comcast from my main router, because I have a mesh network, and plug all this right in. So there is a Cat 5 connection on it.
Okay, you probably can just shut off the...
Yep. Yeah, you can shut off the Wi-Fi. Yeah, I don't want their Wi-Fi. I just want to turn it off. It's not going to work in my house anyhow because of all the steel studs.
Isn't it going to be slower speed even though it's 5G?
Are you saying 4G versus 5G is going to be slower, or what are you saying?
Oh, are you using 4G right now?
Oh, no, I mean my Wi-Fi you're talking about?
Your current internet connection, that's...
Oh, no, all right, so... Yeah, I got a cable modem with Comcast, and I hate Comcast, and you know, I'm paying over $100
a
month.
Everybody hates Comcast.
And not like I love, you know, it's who do I hate less, and I actually hate Verizon less than Comcast, so it's going to be half price. Right. I don't have to deal with any of this, you know, happy horse crap.
What
stuff.
Speeds are they offering you?
It's actually, the up speed is pretty good. Now, you know, I've seen other people on YouTube talk about having, you know, 50 or better up, but, you know, right now I got like 15 to 30 up. I might have 150 down, but I really don't even care that I have 150 down. Doesn't matter. That's more than I'll use.
See, it's funny you mentioned, like, hate this stuff built into it, because from what they told me, the box that they are bringing me for the internet is going to be have the voice connection on the back. I don't need the voice connection, so you know. And they says that's okay, you don't have to use it. All right, and I'm like, good, because I have a phone wire in the kitchen, but I'm not using it. I'm just never going to use it.
Verizon wanted to do a couple of add-ons like voice and I forgot what else, but I'm like, screw right. that. I'm not doing it. And
well, it's like with Spectrum, they wanted to do. We could have done the Spectrum TV service. It would have been like 71 extra a month, and they would have threw in an Apple TV for nothing. But my Fubo is cheaper than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm using YouTube TV, and I'm pretty happy with it. I don't see any deficit with it, so I'm good.
All right, I
got a question for you guys. Who has Amazon Prime here?
I do.
Did you guys see Tomorrow War?
No, because I heard it sucked, but I didn't watch it yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of arguing with a bunch of YouTubers. I thought it sucked also.
I mean, I saw like clips of it. And it looks kind of like something straight out of the Sci-Fi Network.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the clips actually look good. But, Pat, did you see it?
I would say he probably did not.
Probably didn't.
So, the problem, I'm not going to give away the story for those of you that hate spoilers, but they're going to the future with AR-15s shooting something that's almost impervious to AR-15s. I'm like, don't you think you want to upgrade to a 308? They have 308s now. You go to the future with a 308 and shoot these things and be, you know, more effective. Geez.
7.62, 50 cal, take your pick.
Something, yes.
Wouldn't Lapua, they have something even Lapua? Better in the future to use?
I would guess
like freaking
so.
Laser guns?
Sharks with laser beams, yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, I unfortunately could have wrote the story, but I was waking up after a bender. So I think there's a good kernel there. I think if they just made it a little more nuanced, it would have been better, but it was moderately entertaining.
It's a movie, as I am assuming.
Full auto shotguns.
This is a movie, right?
Well, it's a Prime original. And look, Prime's done some good stuff. I hate cutting on Prime because I really enjoy some of the things they've done.
Well, even if it wasn't for the streaming, I'd still do Prime for the shipping.
Well, yeah.
In fact, this is the first time since I was at the hotel and we had a P.O. box, and actually here's the annoying thing with that was at the end of this month, it would have been due for a renewal, okay? But they charge you for 3 months. They charge you 3 months at a time, which is $122. It's not that bad. Yeah, but
that's bullshit.
But here's the thing is they wanted to charge me on the 15th for the renewal. And I'm like, well, I don't need it. I want it. Kind of want it up until the 23rd, you know?
So for 2 weeks, you got to buy 3 months.
Yeah, well, that's if I would have decided that. Now, what they will do is I actually still have the key. I never turned the key in yet, but I'm probably gonna go over sometime the next couple days and check it. I haven't been over, but. And the kicker of it is, if I renewed it for like 6 months or a year, then, and I said I'm done on the 23rd, it would have refunded me money, but they don't do that on 3 months.
Oh,
and the
Jesus!
Only way you can have auto pay. The only way you can have auto renewal is if you signed up for 3 months. Otherwise, you have to pay it every month.
Is this the post office? Who is this?
Yeah, USPS.
Why didn't you go with somebody like, it used to be Mailbox, etc. I don't know if it's FedEx or UPS.
Or Pac-Mail or something like that. But anyway, it's leading up to where I've actually used some of the Amazon Dropbox things for the first time. Because I had a couple things that were going to arrive on a Sunday or after the post office was closed. So I said, well, just send it here. And actually, that's really cool because I'll probably use that. I'm down at my dad's and I decide to order something, and I want it to come here, but I don't want to. I don't want it to sit in the on the porch. You know.
Well, how long will they keep it in a Dropbox for you?
I think you have up to a week to pick it up.
Wow. Okay.
When it arrives, they tell you just the same as it when it arrives at home, but you get an email that also has the code that you can either you can either lift your phone up and scan it, and then at that point the right door will pop open, or you can just punch the code in with the keypad. And that's what I did, because for some dumb reason, I wouldn't read the barcode off my phone. But, like, I got a knife shipped that way. And what else did I do? I can't remember. But you know, if you have those boxes and you're either not home or like, say you're traveling, say you're staying in a hotel, you wanted to get something via Amazon, and, you know, it only takes a day or two.
I've had issues having stuff. Yeah, good point. I've had issues having stuff shipped to the hotel because the hotel might have a box that's in a different location. So I've had stuff not get to me. So that box idea is pretty good. So I actually had a trailer hitch delivered by Amazon today, and they didn't wrap it so good. So it, you know, it's supposed to be black, and, you know, it's got banged around. I have no idea how. I mean, what other items, unless they were like throwing it across a concrete floor, I don't know how. You know, they wrapped it in bubble wrap, which just broke through. You know, it's supposed to be black.
Yeah.
But the corners are all beat up. Yeah. It's just a little bit of a pain in the ass. You know, I'll probably have to spray paint it black.
Yep. But in fact, I need to look at ordering some Z-Wave bulbs from Amazon soon, because I talked to the superintendent today. He says the cam lights should be all regular bulbs. They're not LEDs built into the fixture. I'll find out for sure, of course, before I order anything, but there you go. Because one of my ideas that I had is my home office area. There's no door on it. It's a great room over the garage. And I was going to put one of those multicolored bulbs at the top of the stairs. And when I'm in a call, I'll fire up the phone and turn that bulb red. And hopefully...
You think anybody's going to care? Really?
Probably not. But
yeah, my wife just came... I'm sitting back here. My wife just came in with paperwork. She's like, here, you need to sign this. I'm like, leave me alone.
Right. Because that's...
So, let's see. Got a question for you guys. I've got a 2015 Genesis Coupe. I got it in 2016. I have now purchased the second battery for the car. How long should a battery last?
Seriously?
Yes.
What car?
It's a 2015?
Yeah, 2015 Genesis Coupe. I got it in 2016. So it might have sat on the lot for a while. I don't know.
And this is your second battery that you purchased?
Correct. Well, the first one was warrantied. I'm sorry, I missed you.
3 to 5 years.
Because this may have lasted 3 years? All right, so now I think everybody needs to know, if they don't know already, there's like three companies in the United States that actually manufacture car batteries, and everybody else just puts their name on it. So it really doesn't matter the name of the battery. So I've been using Advance Auto, one, because usually they have a good warranty, and the warranty is your phone number. So you just say, hey, my phone number's this. They're like, here you go. And I had that with my Envoy. I had a battery that I'm real sure was only 2 years old, and they couldn't process the return. So they actually refunded me the money on the battery, gave me a brand new battery for like a $5 difference, and gave me a brand new warranty with it. I was like, oh my gosh, wow. Okay. So I was just going to, like, no-brainer, go to Advance. And I actually was talking to Brad Alexander today, and Brad said, hey, I just had a battery go bad, and I got my battery at Walmart. I look at Walmart for the battery of my car. It's half the price of Advance and has a better warranty. I couldn't freaking believe it. So it was $88 at Walmart, and Advance wanted like $160 and change. They both had a 3-year full replacement warranty, but after 3 years, Walmart prorates it for two years. So I'm like, that's a no-brainer. I'm getting the Walmart battery. Now, the weird thing was... So it's 3 years full replacement, and after that, the fourth and fifth year are prorated.
Okay.
So I didn't get the details on the prorating. I'm assuming you know, the first year you pay 50%, you know, in the second year, it just, you know, whatever. Right. Anyhow, but I was going to buy it online. I'm like, you know, let me just purchase it online. There was a $13 merchandising fee, you know, to,
wow,
you know, basically reserve the item at the store. I'm like, I'll just walk up and buy it. I don't have a problem with that. Of course, it says you must hurry. There's only four left, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh! Let me get a battery before somebody else gets it." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll do it online." And I'm like, "Merchandising fee?" I'm like, "Go F yourself."
Yeah, that's outrageous. $13 to what? Just reserve it for you?
Reserve it? Yeah, I guess.
Is this at Walmart?
Yes. Yeah. Rare. So while they had the cheapest price, they had the merchandising fee. Now, unless, now the core charge was $12, unless that was the core charge and that just was misrepresented.
Maybe.
All right, so I got to.
So wait, what is the core
charge? Believe it or not.
So what is the core, wait, they have to charge it for you.
Yeah, so.
Oh.
Yeah, they, until you bring the core back, you know, I'll bring the core back and I'll get $12.
Oh, okay. So right. So basically, you get the battery, you bring your old one back, and then you get $12.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. Wait. Why don't they just call it like the like you swapping out the cores on the battery or something?
No, they call it a core charge. That you, hey, in the automotive world, they call it a core charge. Like it used to be places rebuilt water pumps and alternators.
An alternator too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Alternators, starters, water pumps. It used to be water pumps. I don't know if anybody does that anymore. Back in,
kind of reminds me of I called up the company for trash. It's not like in Columbus.
Is there a port charge for your trash?
Well, no. They wanted to charge me $3 a month rent for the trash for a trash can. I'm like, no thanks. I'll just go to freaking Lowe's and buy a trash can.
Trash cans aren't cheap, buddy. That's something I might even consider. Because if they're going to bust up the trash can on you, do they warranty the trash can against their gorillas busting it up?
They do. Well, but the thing is it's mechanized. So it's not gorilla. It's a machine. So, I mean, so the Lowe's sells those cans. See, the nice thing is if I decide I need two cans right away, or if I just buy one can and then all of a sudden I decide we need another can, then I can just go buy one. I don't have to deal with calling anyone. You know, it's kind of a pain in the ass. I did that for the city when I was in the city, when I was in Columbus. Their trash removal is just included. And the other great thing, not great thing, well, this is a great thing. In Bros City, my trash day never moves. In Columbus, they have this stupid calendar because they only collect certain areas of the city at a certain time. So, in where I lived, our color was ruby, so it would move all the time. So, ours will never move ever again. So but they did give me a free recycling can.
In Palm Beach, if garbage day is Christmas Day, they'll pick up the garbage on Christmas Day. I'm always shocked.
Really?
In New York, if it was a holiday, they would do it the day after.
Yeah, well, we just don't have trash the week. If our day happens on a holiday, we just don't have trash that week.
Really? Because that's the way they operate it here, is if it's on a holiday, it's like the next day or the day after.
Yeah, they don't
skip a week.
Yeah, they'll skip. Yeah, that's what they do with us. They skip a week. So, you know, I want to try and get more diligent of taking the recyclables and putting them in the recycle can just because it'll reduce the amount of space we need in the 90 gallon. So
how much is your garbage can that you're buying?
It's a good question. I haven't looked that up yet. put it this way,
dude. I think the $3 a month would be worth it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know because you got to think of how long I'm going to be here. I guess it would depend on how long you're there. So I'll have to see. You know, I'm just.
Well, are you planning on buying another house soon?
No. It's my death house.
Yeah, I'd be kind of like Rich, man. You know, I watched those mechanized vehicles, those trucks come around, and they grab that thing up and throw it down and slam it back down. And those cans take a goodly amount of abuse. But on the other hand, I've had the same cans since I moved here, so they're going on like years.
Quit talking sexist like that, you know?
Yeah, right.
But I'm
right. So if you take $3, you know, times 12 times 20, you know, because I honestly, I think when we were over there, I've only had them replaced like once or twice, you know. And for me, you know, like if the lid gets kind of rickety on it, I don't care, you know, because I'll just probably keep them outside. But you know, it's just kind of annoying. You know, so and besides, if I want to pick a different can, technically I can just buy any outdoor can and use that. But like those Rubbermaid ones, they'll get chewed up right away in the arm. I mean, so, but you know this, you know, I'm a bit different about it right now. I'd rather pay for it, own it. That way I can select which one it is, and if the first one doesn't last that long, I can buy a beefier one.
Well, I guess we'll see. Anybody have some tech stuff before I go into some tech stuff?
See, other than the internet stuff, I really don't have much. Although, I have to investigate it when we close and check get moved in. But the fireplace might have Wi-Fi on it too for controlling it. At least it has a switch. So, good. Talk about some tech there, Dan.
All right. I was just looking at some of the trash cans at Lowe's. The one I see that's closest to what I have, which I'm assuming, you know, it's just mechanized delivery. It's like $122. So, anyway.
Right.
So we touched on this last week. It was brought up just to cover and clarify in case anybody was curious and didn't go look it up themselves. I looked into the Audacity problem, and essentially, what it boils down to is an organization called Muse acquired the rights to the Audacity code a few months ago. And what they had decided to do was implement something called telemetry in the code, which would capture performance information and errors and problems like that, as well as a little bit of usage data. And they were saying the only like non-anonymous thing I guess that they would have collected would be like your IP address in conjunction with that is like the only other thing in there. And the reasoning for doing that, they said, was that they wanted to better track bugs and be able to respond to bugs, as well as discover what tools and what people are using the most and focus on those things. And
they want to gather metrics and see how people use their application. That's what they want.
There is that, yes. And then there was like it wasn't taken very well by the open source community. And then apparently they backed off on this and said, hold on, we're not going to do anything. We're going to reestablish, you know, we're going to step back, take a look at this and see how we can make sure that everybody's satisfied with this and there's, you know, privacy issues. And then like a month and a half later, they came back with not only are they going to try and implement telemetry, but they're also going to change the licensing as well as implement a contributor license agreement, which what they're saying they want to do is they want to relicense it under the GPL3 to make it more friendly to a lot of different app stores. And then on top of that, a contributor license agreement on there that allows them within the contributor license agreement says that Muse is the final say on the code, and that by contributing to Audacity, you grant them permission to release versions of Audacity or use that code in other non-GPL and possibly closed source applications that the company may want to put out.
So they're a code core.
Gone over well. Yeah, that has not gone over well. Another thing I have read is that the parent company of Muse may capture even more than just IP address or something. They might implement that and sell the data that they have captured. There's no guarantee. You know, that was a concern. On top of it, they're also saying that because of the contributor license and everything, that they no longer recommend that Audacity be used by underage people, children and underage. I'm not exactly sure where the cutoff is, but they're saying that because of certain privacy laws in the European Union and the United States may not allow a person, underage person, to agree to the usage terms of the license. They're saying, well, then it should not be used by kids.
Huh.
Which kind of like, they're like, well, what the hell? We use this in schools. Now that's going to be a problem. So that's
it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
So that's kind of where Audacity and Muse is at right now. That kind of going back and forth. Now there was the fork called Tenacity that has spun off. Whether that's going to continue, that remains to be seen. But it's kind of interesting and kind of sucks.
That's messed up. That is really messed up.
I mean,
totally.
Yeah, I don't know. It stinks that they're taking this great quality, this like poster child of an application from the open source community, and they're pushing, they're seeing how far they could go with it. You know what I mean?
Screwing it up.
To really piss off the community.
Right. Well, so, that's like
crazy.
Well, that's like several years ago. I forget who it was. This is back when UMPCs were a thing, like Samsung Q1. And
there was a company, I kind of remember the name of them, but there was a company that was taking like off of UMPCs, loading Linux on it, and running, I think they were running Ardour on it or something, and selling it as a digital audio computer or something. I forget the whole deal. Because they were doing that as well as they were working on their own design that would have XLR inputs into it as well. Trying to do some sort of multi-mixer kind of thing. I don't know where that ever went. That's like when I had my Motorola Z-Force. You know, it was basically cloud vapor hardware is what it was. Because I never did see if it actually shipped or anything. But now it's been so long, that was what, 2004 or 5 or somewhere around there? I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Well, that's a long, yeah, it is a long. It sounds familiar, but I can't think of what that was.
Right, I can't either.
Oh, they also say.
But it's like, you know.
Go ahead, finish.
Go ahead.
What happened to you? You finished?
Best thing ever, he's silent.
Yeah. So that.
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay. So some of the things that they were concerned about is, I guess the parent company had said that if it came down to it and they needed to, they would share the data with law enforcement or other companies. Another concern is the parent company is a Russian company. So what they're going to collect and do with the data, you know, who knows? So,
Chinese, it sounds legit.
But we'll see.
Really
we'll see
secure,
goes.
Huh?
We'll see where it goes. But on
that's
another
pretty
note,
messed up.
Joe, you there, Joe?
No.
Oh, so Joe, I took a page out of your book, my friend. As you know, I have a Nintendo Switch, and I've had it since launch, and I've had I have two sets of Joy-Cons. Those things run like $75 a pair, and they have a problem, which is well known, called Joy-Con drift, where the there's a problem with the joystick that it either gets really dirty inside,
yeah,
it starts to drift. So there's a couple of ways to fix this. You could buy new Joy-Cons, or you can attempt to clean them, which is no guarantee. Sometimes that works. Or you could just replace the joysticks in them. And for $12, I got four joysticks and everything needed, all the tools needed to replace the joysticks on these things. And that's what I did, is I took the two that were having the drift problems and replaced those. And it was not that difficult, surprisingly.
That's definitely what I would have done. But I've heard that there's another way where you can just buy the potentiometer switches that go on each side, and it comes out to like cents for each fix. So you just replace the one side potentiometer. Tronix Fix. That's where I got it.
Yes.
He's got a
good video on that. But yeah.
So that means you would have to take out the joystick and then take that joystick apart and replace the potentiometers on that.
Yeah, I think you can do it without taking the joystick itself apart. There's a way of soldering or something and just doing the one side, if the one side is bad. But don't quote me on that. It's been a while since I watched one of those videos.
Right.
Well, I didn't go that far. I didn't replace the potentiometer. I just replaced that whole joystick.
Yeah, I would have replaced the whole joystick too.
And so that was really easy, but I ran into a problem. It wasn't on the two joysticks I replaced, or the two controllers I replaced the joystick in. A third controller had an issue where, so the Joy-Con controllers, there's two of them, and if you turn them horizontally, you could use them like an old Nintendo controller, like the NES controller, right, or Super NES, and then they have two bumpers at the top, a left and right bumper. And also in there, in that top, at the top, is the reset button for the controller, where it would repair it and assign it to a new controller slot. One of mine wasn't working. I couldn't change the grip orientation. So by default, they're used kind of like if you held like a joystick gamepad in your hand and you took the controllers off of the gamepad and you had left hand had a stick and the right hand had a stick and the buttons, and they're like that, so they're kind of vertical, and then you could change the grip to horizontal, and I couldn't change the grip to horizontal on this one set of controllers for some reason. Like, I didn't know why. So I decided, since I was taking all these things apart, it's probably that the cable was loose. So I took this one apart, and it wasn't that the cable was loose. It was that the cable had gotten pinched, and then it broke. So it was just hanging on by a thread or whatever. So when I took it apart and tried to see if it was that the cable was loose, it actually snapped in half. So then I had to order another one of those ribbon cables for the left. I think it was the right joystick. Yeah, the right joystick bumper. And so that was like $6.99 for a pair of them. And what should have been an easy fix turned out to be even a little more challenging, because when I disassembled the controller and took the battery off, that little, I guess it's a Wi-Fi antenna on it, popped off the the motherboard that's in there. And then on top of that, the ribbon cable for the bumper, the vertical bumper, came off the motherboard. And that thing was such a pain in the ass. You had to like angle the battery case at a certain way to, and it was so small, and you had to get it in with a pair of tweezers, and there was not very much wiggle room. That was a pain in the butt. If that
and all the Nintendo devices, all the Nintendo devices have extremely delicate connectors.
Yes,
much more delicate than I am.
And they're really small, and then you have to find the right like. Where it pops up in the back, the clip has to pop up, whether it's either in the front or from the back, and you're not exactly 100% sure. And my eyes are getting really bad when I'm looking at stuff like that, like really small. And it was a chore, but I got it done. The lights and everything work perfectly on this controller, but still, I don't know what it is about this set of controllers. It's resistant to changing the grip on them, so I still need to look into that, which I can't find anybody. Like, I do research on this problem, and I don't see, like, I saw one person having this problem, and there was no like real solution, so we'll see. But the new joysticks are working really great. They're a little tighter than the other ones.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's interesting you said that, because they announced the new OLED Switch coming in October.
And I think from what I hear that the OLED is still using the same Joy-Con, so, you know, $75.
Looks like it might be.
Pair.
Well, the cool thing, though, is the dock. I'm still trying to figure out why they're adding this now at this point in time, but the dock for the Switch has Ethernet on it. So I guess when you're playing on your TV, you connect to Ethernet and get better response. I don't know. So there's that. It looks like it's what, black and white color too? Is that the only color? I don't know.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. I do like the Switch, but I've kind of gravitated away. I think it was the Joy-Con drift really frosted my Pop-Tart until like I decided to fix the controllers. It was just I started just if it was available on the PlayStation, I would play the game on the PlayStation.
On a PlayStation.
Then on the Switch for a while there, because it was annoying.
Right.
And I don't know, but now it's fixed. I'll probably give it another shot. I know Metroid Dread is coming out this fall, and I would.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. So Skyward Sword. Yeah, does anybody here play the Zelda games? You play the Zelda games, Joe?
What was the question?
Do you have a Switch?
I do not.
Oh. Do you have any?
I don't
any
even Nintendo have a DS
I don't yet.
Anymore.
Oh. I was going to ask
I gave my last DS to my brother-in-law.
Yeah. So you deprived your kids of Nintendo.
Well, I have the PSPs, which play all the Nintendo games, the old ones, the Game Boy games, and all that.
Well, were you a fan of the Zelda series?
I was a fan of the original Zelda game on Nintendo, and that was about it.
So, I've always liked Zelda games. My favorite, like, I really liked Wind Waker. And that might be a little controversial if you're a Zelda fan, but I've been like, I really wish they put Wind Waker out on the Switch. I really enjoyed that, but they're doing Skyward Sword, and I don't know. To me, Skyward Sword was when the Zelda series kind of took a turn for me, and I just didn't enjoy them as much. Breath of the Wild was great until you like maxed out your stuff, and there was so much more to do. Like, there was so much more to the game that you could go visit, but there was no more progressing in the game, which I didn't really care for. Like, you could do all these things, but there was really no point. It wasn't advantageous anyway. But yeah, so Skyward Sword is coming out in next month, I think. And then Breath of the Wild 2 is coming up, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I tried to play
I'd be more interested in Mario Kart 9.
Yeah. I tried to play, I loved Super Mario Sunshine. And I went back and I tried to play that, but that kind of platforming game, it's just like, I don't know what's happened to me over the years. It just stresses me out too much. There's just like, I'm like, just that little thing. If you don't get that jump perfect, you got to go back and redo the whole thing. And I'm like, oh, I don't have time for this. And it just stresses me out. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't become as fun as it used to be. And I'm like, why am I doing this?
That is a completely underrated Mario game. I've played that one before, and I've always liked that game.
What, Sunshine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd still like it. I still like it. I'll go back and play it again. I have it. So, it's not going anywhere, but it gets stressful. I bought the hard copy.
Right.
The cartridge. Because it was a limited release, so I don't know. They sold the copy.
See, that's kind of the annoying thing.
Huh?
So that's the annoying thing was when they do limited release games nowadays.
Yeah, artificial demand. But they sold a copy, an unopened copy of Mario 64 for $1.5 million.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's crazy. Wow.
That's one of my all-time favorite Mario games is that one, the N64. That system was so good. And you can modify them now so that you can hook them up to HDMI on your TV too.
Yeah, I've seen those mods.
That one, and there's also one for the GameCube as well. I say my favorite system from Nintendo was probably the N64, followed by the GameCube. The Wii was okay. You know, the thing with the Wii was just all the motion things. There's so many of those that they sold where they never bought another game. They just played Wii Bowling, Wii Sports.
One thing I found difficult with the Wii is after I got the PlayStation, like trying to go back to the Wii, it was like the resolution on that thing was like a fuzzy mess compared to games on the PlayStation. It was worlds different.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Nintendo was always behind with the HD revolution, you know, and that was kind of the frustrating thing with them. Yeah, the one thing that was always great about Nintendo too was, well, except for probably now on the Switch, was that their systems are always very durable in their controllers too.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, Nintendo's printing money hand over fist, so can't fault them for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're doing something right.
I'd buy a Nintendo right now. I don't say I'd buy a Switch right now, mostly because of all the older games that they got on it.
Yeah, and they're not aiming at the same market share as Xbox or PlayStation. I mean, they made a portable device that can play full-on games that can also hook up to a TV.
Yep. I seriously considered buying one this week when I got my... Yeah, because I had saved up my money for that cable modem, and I decided against buying it right now, because I think I might try to wait and maybe look at it in October, but I ended up picking up... Instead, I ended up picking up an Apple Pencil for my iPad, which I actually kind of like. It's pretty nice, actually. I like it better than a Surface Pen for my Surface. So, and Linux really doesn't have anything like that yet. The closest they had was our beloved Jide. You know, and I keep thinking, what would have happened if they continued that and made new versions of the hardware? But re-inkstone keeps teasing me, though, because that's the e-ink, color e-ink based Android device.
And how much is that going to run?
It's $350.
And then what the see? My problem with that is, to me, $350 for that device, which I'm sure it is, you know, quality wise, hopefully it's worth it, but it's you know, it's not going to replace my phone, and it's not going to replace a laptop. Where's it going to fit in? Just for reading books at $350? And be another device that I would have to carry around. Well, I mean, yeah, it's got its appeal, but right now I'm not having a problem reading stuff on my phone. So,
same.
Forking out $350 for that, it's
you're not really traveling around enough to make it worthwhile to have a larger device to read stuff.
Truth.
At home, if you want something larger, you're going to sit down in front of your computer, which probably has at least, what, a 28-inch monitor, probably 32 or more, and read it from there.
Well, see, now, Joe, I would disagree with you on that, because I read pretty much every day, but I read on the Kindle app on my phone. And if I try and do that on a laptop, it's a pain in the ass.
Yep.
Why?
Because there is no Kindle application. You can do it through the web application, but it's just like I don't tend to, like, I'll be reading in bed. I don't tend to have my laptop with me, and I find it just as convenient to read on my phone.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
But
it's exactly the reason why I haven't bought a new Kindle.
Now, I would really rather have a tablet-like device to read comic books. It's a lot easier to read them like that, because sometimes that print can get really crazy small. But at $350, I don't know. And I really wish I could read comic books better on my computers. I can do it on the Android application on the Chromebook. But it's not as good as it has a little jank on it.
It's a color e-ink device for whatever amount. But if you're always home anyway, and you're just reading comics, you know, in bed before bed, and you needed a tablet to do it because it's got a larger screen and you can see it, why not just buy a $50 Kindle Fire tablet?
Or you could even go cheaper than that, Joe. You can get
I'm aware. I'm just, you know, making a suggestion for something that's fairly common.
Yeah, right. You're right. Why not? Experience with $50 tablets is they've been shit. You know what I mean?
Well, the Kindle Fire tablets are actually, you know, slightly better than their price tag. And they're made specifically for, you know, the Kindle app.
Right. Yeah, I have a Kindle Fire. I actually got one for free with some sort of work program. And the one I have, it's the 7-inch variety, and I think it's too slow.
It's too slow for most stuff, but it's not too slow for reading a comic book or a book.
That's probably true.
Oh, excuse me.
I wonder if it does the Marvel Unlimited application.
You can sideload.
Yep.
Hey.
Sideloading is a pain in the ass sometimes, though. Speaking of Marvel, really? Is anybody... Go ahead, Jeff.
But really, any Android tab or tablet would do it. So get yourself an older Samsung Galaxy Tab 3, Tab 4, whatever the heck it is.
Yep.
But Dan mentioned Marvel. I wanted to ask, has anyone seen Black Widow yet?
Yes.
I'm probably going to see it this weekend. Well, we're going to get it on Disney Plus this weekend.
It was worth watching.
Insane. Okay. What did they want for it on Disney Plus? I haven't looked up.
What's
Has
that?
Anybody watched?
Wait, what were you asking, Joel, about Disney Plus?
How much is it on Disney Plus?
I heard it's like $26 or $29.99. If you want to watch it now, or it's going to be on in October for free. But I'm like,
oh,
I don't
hell, mind. I might just wait till then.
Yeah, I mean, either the choice I have is either wait till October, or if I really want to watch it, I could. It'd be cheaper for me to do it on Disney Plus than to actually go to the movie theater. Because going to movie theater, I'm going to drop like at least $10 a person. You have 4 or 5 people going. There we go, $50 already. Then they're going to want to stuff their faces, and now I'm in the, you know, triple digits.
Cody GPS.
Yep.
Yeah. Or get it for free like that.
Yeah, movie snacks are ridiculous.
Has anybody watched the new Leverage?
No.
What's that?
It's a TV show.
On what?
Oh, is it on Hulu?
There's a new one? Oh,
yeah,
Leverage
the first
Redemption?
Half of the season. Yeah, the first half of the season just came out.
No, I don't know. I didn't even watch the original. What is it about?
Well, it's about
modern
a group
day
of
Robin
thieves.
Hoods.
Yeah, essentially modern day Robin Hoods. That's a lot easier. It's streaming from IMDb TV. IMDb TV.
IMDb TV. Wow. Would you watch it on IMDb TV?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Interesting.
So you give it 2 thumbs up?
No. I give it a very neutral, neither thumbs up or thumbs down. I didn't think it was that good.
You guys see the Tomorrow War? What do you think of that? I know Rich hated it. He thought it was cheesy.
No, no. I don't think any of us have seen it but Rich. Did you see it?
I saw it. It was a little cheesy, but it was entertaining.
Oh, you weren't here when Rich asked, did you? He asked if we saw it, and then he was like, we were like, because you had dropped off or something at that time when he asked, and I was like, I don't know. I don't think Pat might have seen it, but I don't know.
I saw it. I thought it was fun. It was a fun movie. It was worth a watch. I mean, it's not like, you know, a freaking masterpiece, but it's entertainment. You know, it's an action movie.
Uh-huh.
You know, do you like Total Recall? Yeah, Total Recall's awesome. You know, Predator? I mean, you know. A little mindless fun is okay. It's better than the fucking Star Wars movies, but that's not saying much.
Oh my goodness. Star Wars.
Man, what a fucking shit show those were.
I will say the only Star Wars that was really good in the last few years, really. Oh, dude, The Mandalorian is so
Rogue,
good.
Rogue One was good, but The Mandalorian was awesome.
This is the way. I only hope they. I don't see the only. My only. I well, hopefully, because I think I heard a rumor they're trying to get Gina Carano back.
Why not?
Question is would you go back?
you know what? Here's my problem with Star Wars, right? Like, I loved the first three movies as a kid.
Absolutely.
And all anybody wanted was episode. So we got 4, 5, 6. Give us episode 7, 8, 9. Like, give us the keep going. That was it. Instead, they went back and they did the prequel movies, and nobody cared about that, and they sucked.
Yeah, they sucked, yeah.
And
right.
Then they focused almost everything that they had on the events happening before, like after the Clone Wars and before New Hope, and that's where they focused everything. And then
mm-hmm,
they come
for a
along,
long time.
Yeah, and then they come along after a while, and they're like, okay, here we're doing, what is it, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then they just, they're like, we know you want your heroes back, so now we're just going to shit on them and kill all of them, and they're ineffectual, and they just completely ruin the whole universe, and they reboot the whole thing, and it's like, it sucks. It's like, they shit on everything we want.
It was terrible. Yep. It was terrible. It really was. It was awful.
And then Mandalorian comes along, and Mandalorian
You bring back freaking Emperor.
Mandalorian is great, but it takes place after what? Return of the Jedi?
Yes.
Which is great, but then...
Yes.
Who gives a shit about what happened to that baby Yoda? Because obviously it didn't make a difference. You know, because here we have those other movies.
Come on.
Whatever happened?
You gotta be loving Baby Yoda. Come on.
I do. I want to know what happened to Baby Yoda. And like, it was like, oh, we got this Baby Yoda. What happened to the Baby Yoda? How come everything got so bad? Like, is Baby Yoda dead? Because you never see him again.
Where's Yoda mom and Yoda daddy?
I don't know.
If there's future stuff, you know, if they do eventually do something in the future. What that species lives to be 900 something years old or something like that, so it's entirely possible.
Right. They're doing this Book of Boba Fett. They're gonna do Book of Boba Fett, and I'm like, do we really need a Boba Fett origins? Well, I don't think if it's gonna be Adventures of Boba Fett or.
This isn't an origins of Boba Fett. This is.
It shouldn't be.
No, this is post what happened in Mandalorian.
Right. But it's like, well, I actually want to know what happened to Boba Fett between episode 3 and now.
Of the Sarlacc? Who was it? The Sarlacc?
Yes.
That's what I want to know. How the fuck did he get out of that?
His suit kept him alive and he dug his way out?
Oh, did someone save him?
His Beskar.
No, that's, just a guess.
I would like to see that too, but again,
yeah,
I'm
know.
Like,
but
why should I care about these characters when you've already established the fate of pretty much what's going on with the end of the Force Awakens stuff?
At the end of Force Awakens, what's the baby's name? Grogu?
Wait, are you talking about Mandalorian?
Yeah, the baby Yoda, its name is Grogu, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Now, at the end of all of the Star Wars movies that have been made so far, after that, Grogu's still going to be fairly young.
So I'm sure he is,
it's entirely possible that they could bring him as, almost an adult into whatever movie they decide to do next, if they decide to do a next movie.
But apparently, isn't it established that What's his face? Kylo Ren killed all the Jedi again. So what happened to Baby Yoda?
Were, you know, available to be killed. They could come up with some story where he wasn't there yet because he was entirely too young to be training with all the other blah blah blah, whatever.
But
or
like,
he's so advanced in the Force that he was beyond being in that school anymore, so he was off doing his own thing despite the fact that he was a child. Blah.
But in either one of those cases, Luke Skywalker came and took him away. How come Luke never said anything? Oh, and don't forget about Baby Yoda or anything like that. Like, what about Baby Yoda?
After creating all or, you know, recreating the Jedi in general, is he really going to, you know, keep track of every single one while he's busy hiding in the backwoods of nowhere?
I think Baby Yoda is a very important one. I mean, we've established that he is, like, really important, and then we just, drop him for the rest of the series.
That he's really important to whom? That he's really important to, you know, the Mandalorian, but who else is he important to?
He's important to the mythos of the Star Wars universe.
He was important to the Empire until he became non-accessible, and they have no clue where he is. So,
right, but what I'm saying is, this is like Yoda is one of the most beloved characters in the Star Wars universe, right? You have Luke, you have Leia, you have Han, you have Darth Vader, Chewbacca, R2-D2, C-3PO, Yoda. These are the people. These are the characters fans really care about. So, like, obviously, this one would be an important character. Why even do this?
Well, they didn't know that this was going to take off like this, first of all. And yeah, they've moved Grogu on to working with Luke, but something could happen and he could easily come back.
I mean, it's possible.
Well, you consider that Grogu was... Well, he was born during the Republic, the First Republic. He was born when he started training before the three movies happened. So
he's 50 something years old.
Right. So there's a lot to Grogu, but one podcast I listened to, they did this whole thing on this stuff, this extended universe stuff, and they talked about Ahsoka Tano, who she lucked out by basically leaving the Jedi Order of being killed in Order 66. So that's, I'd like to know, well, what happened to her between episode 3 and The Mandalorian?
Because of how successful The Mandalorian has been, I'm sure that there's going to be more spinoffs, like a lot more.
Yeah. Now, I will say this, probably the worst one of any of these newer ones was Solo, because they basically changed his origin story from what the books and a lot of the mythos of Han Solo was. You know, we always mentioned that Han Solo, I thought he was a TIE fighter pilot.
No, maybe. He was a pilot for the Empire, but I don't think they ever mentioned what he piloted.
That's true. Because you know, how did Han Solo get so wonderful at flying the Falcon? You know, it's not really revealed that in the Solo movie, kind of didn't really do a great job with that, as far as I'm concerned. But the most frustrating thing was when they did do these 7, 8, 9 movies, is they had 3 books. That would have been a wonderful
No, but story. The first thing they did was throw out the books entirely.
Exactly. And I'm talking about the Heir to the Empire's, the Zahn books, which, if you've read those are great books.
I would have loved it if they'd have done something like the Jedi Academy trilogy, where they started rebuilding the Jedi Order.
Well, okay. Could have been older, so hold on a second. Hold on a second. They took the Zahn books, Shadows of the Empire, the trilogy, Zahn trilogy. That's not canon.
That's... All of the written books that occurred after the original trilogy
are not
no
canon.
Longer exist. They're no longer canon.
They're no longer canon. So again, if you look at Disney's upcoming Star Wars shows, everything except for the Book of Boba Fett, everything is again taking place in the past.
Right, but they're using like the animated.
They're using what?
All of the animated series that have happened in recent times, anything that has been, you know, actual media on television, they're building off of that. I mean, look at Mandalorian. They had a bunch of characters from, was it the Clone Wars?
Yeah. Well, see, yes. The thing is, I'm starting not to give a shit about the Star Wars. Like, I know I'm going to watch them, but I'm getting bitter over all this stuff. I'm like, I'm so sick of focusing on everything before New Hope.
I still haven't watched a lot of the movies, so.
So, and then you give me the movies that I wanted like 2 decades ago, and you shit all over them. And like, why should I care about what's happening now with The Mandalorian? Because apparently it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but the thing about The Mandalorian is, you know, compared to everything else, it's actually really good.
I know it's good. But it just doesn't feel like the Mandalorian matters in the greater, in like the Star Wars universe. It's like, well, we could have this great arc in the Mandalorian, but you know what? We don't give a damn about what's going on with that in the movies, and we're going to focus everything else on. It's always focusing on Skywalker.
It could feed back into, you know, future movies.
It could,
yeah.
But I don't really feel invested in these new characters.
I don't either.
What should they do, Joel?
You know what they should do? And the only reason I'm saying this, they should put Jon Favreau in charge of all of it. Since he did The Mandalorian.
What do you do when you have too much crap on your computer?
Right. But Iron Man, but he did all these things, and he essentially kicked off the MCU from not existing to being what it is today.
Nuke and pave.
Yep, and he could work with Disney and say, hey, you know, these are great movies, but you know we need to fix Star Wars because
we've painted ourselves into a corner.
Right. Yep.
Let's do a 100-year jump.
Yep. Yep. Or perish the thought. Maybe if they did make a jump back, they can show us how Rey Palpatine came into existence. If they went that direction, you know. But you know, I don't know if I'd like that or not. But
I don't know, man. I don't even know why the Empire. Like
Star Wars question.
I don't even know how the freaking Empire. I don't know why the Empire and the Rebels are fighting. I'm like, how is it if the Empire is this powerful force in the universe?
First Order?
The Empire, the First Order, I don't care, whatever you call them. I mean, you look at the map that gets shown in these movies, and the universe is freaking huge. And I can't imagine that the universe overall doesn't seem to give a shit about the Empire or the Rebels. Like, you keep hearing that. Nobody gives a damn. But yet the Empire goes around blowing up planets. Like, if there was a group in the universe that was flying around blowing up planets, I think everybody else would be like, uh-uh, this shit ain't going to keep going on, and put a stop to it. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
It's a rebellion.
Yeah, but the rebellion is like this ragtag group of people that are hanging on by their fingernails. They have no money. They have no support. It's like, seriously, if the Empire itself seems almost on the verge of bankruptcy. Because they, for all their might and power, yep, they can't stop this ragtag group of rebels. And they keep building these into, they should have just invested all their money in deflector shields and just put deflector shields around asteroids and thrown them into planets. Because that would have done a heck of a lot more, yeah, a lot more damage than trying to build this. And I get it. I get why they did it originally, but it just doesn't seem like a feasible plan for ruling, like for controlling the known universe, is to fly around blowing up people's planets. And then I can't imagine that the greater universe would allow a group like that. But here we go. What does it matter?
And that's why
Star Trek's starting up.
I like Star Trek. I like Star Trek. I do. The new Picard, man. Are you looking forward to that?
The prequel series looks awesome, but the Enterprise with Captain Pike, that looks awesome.
I didn't know they were doing a prequel series.
Is that out already?
It's not out yet, but it's supposedly soon.
Oh, okay.
That
looks awesome.
Was that take place? It's the
Enterprise before Captain Kirk with Captain Pike. And Spock is like a junior officer.
But then you got Picard wasn't as bad as Discovery. I'll give him that.
Wait, which Star Trek universe is that taking place in? The original or the reboot?
Which one?
The one you're talking about with Pike.
I think it's in the original one.
Well, Discovery's supposed to be original too, but... Kill the Kelvin timeline, that's what they need to do.
It doesn't sound like they're going to do any more movies with the last crew that they had with the movies. That sounds like that's done.
Yeah. Well, and then Anton Yelchin, who played Chekhov in those movies, he's dead.
That hasn't stopped anybody else from using dead actors. When they had Peter Cushing.
Yeah, and the floating Leah Organa.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I have the scenes in the last Star Wars movie with her and I want to see, because apparently if you look at the last movie, Luke did train Leah. So.
Well, in the books he tried.
Right. See, Leia's so headstrong that I don't even know how she would have become a Jedi. Meh. See, it's the stuff that went on with Star Wars makes me tremble when they talk about making a sequel, or I've heard both rumors of a sequel or a remake of The Last Starfighter.
Could be awesome, could be a complete clusterfuck. I'm thinking the latter.
Yeah, it could be. Now, the sequel, they'd do better because it'd at least have Mary Stuart, what's her face? Maggie, I can't remember who played her. Catherine Mary Stewart, I think it was her name. And they can have what's his face that played Alex Rogan. and come back and on how they were rebuilding the Starfighter Corps.
That you figure if they were going to rebuild the Starfighter Corps, they'd have done it by now.
You would think.
You know what movie they needed to do a sequel to that they originally were planning to, but they never did? Is Buckaroo Banzai. They were supposed to make that whole series, and they never did. They had a trailer at the end of the original movie, for the second movie, and then they never did. I don't know if Peter Weller became too big of a star, and he didn't want to be bothered. Or all the other guys, they all went on to do other stuff. Well, they just considered it a fucking really bad movie, and then, just left it at that.
It did have way too much going on in it.
Well, Dune has way too much going on that, and they're making third freaking version of it already.
The books kind of sucked.
Any of you guys read the books? Like, I read them.
Yeah, I read them. And the first book was good.
Yeah, the first couple were okay.
And yeah, once you got about to the third or fourth, it just got, incomprehensible.
Yes, but they're on the third version of Dune already.
Now, there's still a rumor of a Galaxy Quest sequel.
That would have been awesome. That's another one. They could have turned that into Star Trek. They could have turned that into a series.
Yep.
You know that had the actors in it.
Well, the Orville's filming again, so that's good.
Yeah, I was going to ask, whatever happened with the Orville, if it was still any good.
Yeah, they took a hiatus prior to COVID, but then I think that got extended because of COVID. But I know Fox isn't doing it anymore. I think it's straight to Hulu now. And yes, it's worth paying for Hulu if you have to pay for Hulu.
Well, can't you get that in a bundle with like Disney Plus?
Yeah. It'd be season 3 of the Orville, I think, right?
I haven't even watched season 1 yet, so I can't tell you.
It's a cool show. It's very Star Trek-ish.
Well, yeah, for a while there, everybody was, saying Discovery sucked first season, and that Orville was everything that Discovery should have been.
Correct.
That's totally true, and I totally agree with that sentiment.
But then Discovery improved season 2.
Yeah, so then season 3 kind of sucked again.
Well, I kind of liked season 3, and I almost thought they should have started Discovery in that century. And it would have been better.
Yeah, they wouldn't have had the not Klingons clusterfuck.
God, yes.
I know. I liked how they did the Klingons in Deep Space Nine, They had the old versions and the new versions together, and they explained it.
Well, in Enterprise, they described why the Klingons in TOS look different than in TNG.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, well, in Deep Space Nine, they kind of went into it pretty heavy when they did that episode with the Tribbles. they did their version of Trouble with Tribbles, and they went back into the past and saw, you know, the guys from the original series.
Right. So I just looked up there. Well, there's no actual announcement of when the Orville's going to hit Hulu season three. But they did say the cast is hoping for October 2021.
Yeah. And there will be less episodes since it's on Hulu, but each episode will be a little bit longer.
Right. Because that, I mean, Seth was a genius. You know, with all the stuff, I mean, he created new, unique aliens. Unique, you know, it feels like Star Trek, but they have, you know, unique technology, unique everything in the whole thing. So, I mean, it feels right. Yeah, and I think the reason why the Orville feels so good is because it's totally brand new instead of trying to reinvent everything. You know, it's like
very next generation-ish.
Yes. Like yes, it feels like that too.
It's a modern version of Next Generation.
With more comedy.
Yeah, yeah. They call each other dicks.
It's like the first episode. Or Mercer comes on the bridge and what's his face? I forget the guy who's the helmsman.
He says, "Hey, guy?
not that guy, the other one, the black guy." And he said, "Can I have a soda up here?" Lamar, I think that was his name, right?
We got to start wrapping this up.
Yeah, I mean, things like that. And then, yeah, then you had, and you had, what's his face? Was Yaphet. What was his name? Was on SNL. Norm McDonald. But anyway, yep. Geek Talk is over. We need to get going.
All right.
In fact, so I got to go look at my Slack and see if, see if they have a new PR to fix the problem I was having.
Yay. Pull request heaven.
Yeah, because I got the clients elevated to the CXO, which is not good.
Yeah. So you have not next show, but the show after that, you'll be in your new place.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's good. And Joel will still be working out at the gym?
Yeah, next week I'll still be working out at the gym, but that'll be the last week of that.
And it'll all be worth it because then your daughter will be ready to get her driver's license, right?
No, then I still got to drive with her and record like 30 hours worth, and she's still got to drive like 7 hours with the people from the school, but she has 8 months to do that, and then she has to take her test.
All right, well then there you go. But you'll be a little more comfortable because she's gone through all that professional training.
Yeah, well, hopefully she'll be more comfortable.
Yes. Everybody will be more comfortable. All right. All right, I'm going to play us out promo-wise. Thanks a lot. Everybody have a great week. We'll see you in 7 days. Here it is, your promos.
Oh, my God. It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello. My name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yep.
Yep, yep.
Alright. Alright, everybody gone, man. Say goodnight, I'll stop the recording.
Good night.
So what, you started up like the flat pack and the dev?
No. It was two.
Of course it did have
two complete mumble sessions. Like I started one up and so I forgot I initiated a upgrade on my machine and didn't reboot yesterday. So I was like, oh, so I came and I quickly rebooted. And when it came back up, I was starting everything up. And I started Firefox. And then I went over to the other window and started Mumble. And then went back and it like went back to the Firefox window. And then I didn't see Mumble, so I went over to the desktop I wanted to start Mumble on, and I started up. And then when I went into Pulse Audio to manage the audio, it showed two instances of Mumble. And sure enough, there were two Mumble windows there. That's weird. Never had that happen before.
That's surprising. I didn't know it was possible.
I didn't either.
What's happening, guys?
What's up, Pat? You sound very low.
How about now?
Can you hear me? I can hear you now.
All righty.
That's a lot better.
Yep, much better.
You could kiss the tip on that mic.
July 23rd, Dan and Pat.
They moved it back another week?
Nope. It's right on time. Well, it's a day or so out. All right. They said it was. They said
it
would have been a week
from this. Fridays is the typical closing date.
I don't mind because it's. You know, it'll be a little weird because Friday night we're gonna sleep in the house, like on air mattresses, because I can't get any help for furniture until then. But yep, I was over there. Just went back over there, and they had like the screen door for the screen room is there, and they're not installed yet, but it's there. But they're supposed to be doing. I thought they were supposed to do that this evening or today, but they got time. I mean, there's lots of stuff, little things to do. It's all little shit now. They even let me take garage door openers.
Take them,
but they won't let you load shit up into the garage until Friday.
Take them.
But they won't let you load shit up into the garage until Friday.
Probably true.
Since you have the garage door openers, is it really going to stop you though?
I don't really want anything in there right now because there's still going to be people in and out until probably, I'd say Wednesday or Thursday next week, I think. It just depends on, like certain things aren't going to be delivered until like right before it closed, like the appliances.
It's about fucking time someone else in.
I just want you to know that if I were in the area, I still wouldn't help you move.
I don't care. I've got enough help. I got me, my nephew, and his dad are going to help us. I got the truck reserved. And I got tech things to talk about with that, too, but we'll wait that for the main show for that. Because I got everything all set up utility-wise. The only one I don't right now is water, because there's a question on how it's going to be billed to us, or, you know, because they don't have individual meters on house. They didn't put any in, or have them put any in. And there are meters in our area, but they're all like you know, there's like four or five houses on one meter. So maybe is it maybe just built through the HOA?
It's about fucking time someone else is.
It's working, Dan.
It's about fucking time someone else is. It's about fucking time someone else is.
Sounds like you, Peggy. It's broken.
He's just got it on a loop now.
Well, alright, okay.
I'm just swinging in the breeze.
That's fucking weird. That's fucking Peggy's weird, but okay.
That's kind of fucking weird, but okay.
We missed him. Actually, I follow him on Snapchat, and he posted another picture, and damn, boy has lost a lot of weight.
Good for him.
Yeah.
There's no reason for a younger person to be fucking fat, you know? Come on.
How old is Peggy?
Younger than me.
Younger than...
Who are you?
You might be your age, Joe.
I was going to say, everybody's younger than you, Joe.
No, the senior person on the show, whenever he comes on the show, is always Alan.
I don't know if
Alan's that old.
I don't know if he's eligible for Medicare yet.
He's getting and Alan's got babies and everything.
Two babies now.
Yeah, two babies.
You sure Rich isn't the senior one?
Rich hasn't had hair for 20 years.
That doesn't probably mean anything. I've had gray hair since I was 16.
I'm right there with you, Pat. I mean, seriously, the beard has had the gray in it since I could grow a beard.
Yeah, I want to say hi to Murph.
Mind you, I wasn't completely gray at 16. I had like one or two gray hairs at 16, and now I got a whole lot more gray hairs.
Yes, you do. Yes, I do.
Can you count the dark hairs more than the gray hairs?
What dark hairs? What are you talking about?
Easier than the gray hairs, I should say.
Yeah.
You know what's weird?
Wet hair.
I had brown hair all my life, and then when I went gray, it went like white and black, and I'm like, what the hell?
One cool and good thing about our house this today is they have individual shutoffs, like
for people in the house talking.
They have individual shutoffs. The water bibs outside, so I can shut them off if I want to.
Shutoffs are a good thing.
Yep. Well, then you know if I shut them off in the winter, you know those aren't going to freeze.
What's this winter thing you speak of?
Shut up!
It's like the
boy.
Winter is when it drops.
We had 60. Like yeah, we had like 2 weeks of it this year, but it was pretty bad.
Yeah, you had really bad this year, Joe, so you actually know what it's like.
Well, I also used to live in Iowa and Alaska and Germany and South Korea and all those places, you know, they have winters.
Yep. And the good thing was... it had air conditioning all up and running up into where my office is, and it was actually really comfortable, which I was afraid of that over the garage. But, yep, let's go.